This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. I was at the dentist the other day, and of course, they take your blood pressure, and of course, my blood pressure is perfectly fine, perfectly normal, actually pretty good. And they always ask you at the dentist, like, you take any medications? And of course, I'm like, no. And they always have to ask me twice. Like, really? What do you mean you take no medications? I'm like, yeah, no, I don't take any medications. None. And so they're, okay, all right. So you got good blood pressure and you don't take any medications. And it's almost like sometimes they're thinking, how is that possible? And the fact that they're thinking that shows you how twisted our society has become in terms of medicine and big pharma's brainwashing of everybody, because there are millions of people now, maybe tens of millions, who believe that you can't have normal blood pressure without a blood pressure drug. How insane is that? Or that you can't have normal cholesterol without taking a cholesterol drug. That you can't have normal sleep without taking a sleep drug. You can't have normal bowel movements without taking a bowel movement drug or supplement or something. I find this alien to the normal concepts. I mean, if you're healthy, if you eat right, if you exercise, if you avoid all the junk, all the toxins, all the garbage, why wouldn't you have healthy blood pressure without taking pharmaceuticals? Why wouldn't you have normal health if you're being healthy? But somehow we have dropped into this just crazy belief in society today where people think that you can't beat the flu until you have a flu shot. They think, well, you can't possibly handle the measles unless you have a measles vaccine. It's crazy. They think like you're born deficient in vaccines and medications. You're not a complete human being. Your immune system won't even function until you have 57 vaccine shots. And I ask people, how on earth did your ancestors ever survive without all the vaccines and medications that have only been created in the last 100 years or so or less, you know, depending on which product? How on earth did humanity ever make it? Because according to you, I'm talking to like someone who believes in pharmaceuticals and vaccines. According to you, humanity should have been wiped out. Because, think about it. Vaccines have only been around about a century, a little bit over. Most medications have been around just a few decades. How on earth did humanity ever make it this far? How did your grandparents live, or your great-grandparents, or their grandparents? How on earth did they live? You know what the answer is? Oh, well, they grew some of their own food. Wow, what a concept. Growing your own food. They didn't eat GMOs. They didn't even have glyphosate back then. They didn't use a lot of pesticides, not before World War II, roughly. If you have, like, my grandmother, who's still living, by the way, was born in 1917. Yeah, I know. 1917. Was she raised on pesticides, glyphosate, and GMOs? No. They didn't even have any of that stuff. Was she vaccinated like crazy? No. Was she on mass medications? Was her mom pregnant with her while she's on antidepressant drugs? Nope. My grandma is, what, I guess that makes her 101 plus. And she's amazing. And I don't think I've shared this before. And there might be some people out there freaking out right now. I said, oh my gosh. I'm talking about like the anti-natural health people. Suddenly they're realizing that, oh my God, the Health Ranger might live to be 100. Probably not, by the way, because I didn't grow up in as clean an environment as my grandmother. But I do have good genes. And I am taking in a lot of superfoods that my grandparents didn't have access to. And that's actually part of my point here. That here you are living in a time when we have the greatest access to nutrition and clean foods that you could ever imagine. like my online store, healthrangerstore.com. We sell clean foods. How do we know they're clean? We use mass spec instruments in a multi-million dollar laboratory facility, ISO accredited. I run it. Did those lab facilities exist in 1917? No, not a chance. Technology did not exist. But then again, they didn't need as much because they weren't spraying poison on everything. But anyway, you live in a time today when you could be eating the cleanest foods in the history of humankind, if you choose to, if you have the budget for it, I suppose. It is more expensive to eat clean food. You could be buying all organic, but better yet, you could be growing some portion of your own diet. You could be sprouting. You could be using the Food Rising grow boxes that I invented and that we sell. Right now, my wife and I are growing, green peppers, cilantro. Oh, we just had a big harvest of basil, big bunches of basil out of that. And by the way, I don't know if you've ever had traditional Taiwanese cuisine, but in Taiwan, they like to take eggs and they make kind of like a basil egg omelet. They do. They throw like super strong basil leaves into the egg and they make an omelet out of that. It's a classic Taiwan dish. And that dish it's got antiviral effects. It's got anti-cancer effects. It's got heart promoting properties just from the basil, digestive health enhancement and so on. If you grow basil and you eat that basil, it's the strongest basil you'll ever find. So you could be doing this. If you're not already, you could be growing all these amazing herbs. You could be growing superfoods, simple ones, easy ones, or you could be buying them. You could be avoiding glyphosate and atrazine and all these toxic chemicals. And you know what? You would do really well in terms of your health. As long as you combine it with fitness, movement, you don't want a sedentary lifestyle, obviously. And you need to give up smoking if you're a smoker, which I doubt you are. But, stop with the toxic habits, right? Smoking and too much drinking alcohol and things like that. Or smoking crack. that's not the pathway to longevity. You don't have like the crack smoking centennial club in town, do you? Where they get together and smoke crack once a year and they all turn 100. That never happens. You might have the crack smoking dentures club, or is that meth? I forget which one. And when the teeth fall out. In any case, you could have a very good pro-longevity lifestyle, if you so choose. That's the world in which we live today. You have access to amazing healing foods and amazing clean foods. And yet so many people choose to live a toxic lifestyle. It's always struck me as bizarre. Like, why would you want to eat glyphosate? Why would you want to eat heavy metals? Why would you even want to drink homogenized milk? It's artificially altered, fatty acids and all that stuff. Why would you want to do that? And it never made sense to me. So make a choice every day about what kind of life you want to lead and how you want to live or die. And people kill themselves every day, a slow suicide of toxins. Other people choose to live every day and heal themselves of cancer and other diseases. And yes, cancer can be reversed by changing what you do, changing what you eat. Eat an anti-cancer diet instead of a pro-cancer diet, and you will get different results because cause and effect works. Because we live in a world of cause and effect. We live in a world where your bodies follow the laws of chemistry and physics and also mind-body medicine. All three interact. Your intentions, your mental state, your prayers, it interacts with chemistry and physics and physiology. That's what physiology really is, just basically chemistry applied to biology. That's physiology. So work all these areas, improve your life in all these areas, and you will get better results. No matter where you are today, no matter what you look like, no matter what your body weight is, you can get better. You can heal. You can have the rest of your life be better than where you are right now if you choose. Just have to make those decisions and it will happen for you. Just follow through. Have the discipline. Just have that personal habit that you need to follow through on all these things. Eat healthy. It will make a difference. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Visit my online store, healthrangerstore.com, for healing foods and superfoods, supplements, personal care products, and a whole lot more, all laboratory tested. We test everything for glyphosate, by the way, and heavy metals too, and other things. But you won't find high levels of glyphosate in anything that we sell. I can guarantee it because we test it. I get a little bit overly happy about all the glyphosate testing we do because we worked so hard to develop this glyphosate method. Took a couple of years in the lab. It's a very, very difficult molecule to test for quantitation, as it's called. And we developed this method that's so incredibly good. It's just crazy good that we're going to write it up in a science paper and share it with the world. In fact, that science paper is almost done. So when it gets published, I'll let you know where you can read it. You can see what we came up with. And then, if you wish, you can replicate it in your own mass spec science lab. If you're into that stuff, if you're appropriately geeked out on lab instruments like I am, then you can do that. Anybody can do it. Just we'll tell you, we'll give you the instructions. Just follow our method, you'll be able to do it too. Anyway, thanks for listening. Be well.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.